Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas and Lakhit Firit. I am sounding a little bit chirpy despite the fact that my voice is slightly sore. Why am I sounding chirpy? Because yesterday I saw the miracle with my own eyes. Just imagine that last over by Chamari Attapattu. What a winner she is. 4 wickets for 42 in that final over. Of course, she took 3 wickets and one was a run out. And for Sri Lanka to have pulled out that rabbit out of the hat after being on the back foot during the, I would say, 80% of the game, and to win by 7 runs does prove just one thing, that Sri Lankan women have been true lioness, just like what Lakhit Firit and www.goforgold, the song which they created for the wonderful lassies as the lioness of Sri Lanka, it has come to pass. What a great win. And they keep their hopes alive in this particular multi-World Cup competition. Let's have a look at the scores. Sri Lanka winning the toss, electing to bat first, will be disappointed that they were bowled out for 202 in 48.4 overs, because at one stage, Sri Lanka was 174 for the loss of 4 wickets. And the prediction was they could get up to about 260, because at the wicket was Harshini Pereira, who made a wonderful 85 yesterday. But the turning point in Sri Lanka not going past 250 was Niluxi De Silva, who was 37 at that time, and a brain break. Went for one of the most careless strokes that I have seen in recent times by a woman cricketer. Just dancing down the track and just trying to bang the leg spinner in Shohan Akhtar blindly, and she was caught at backward point. And there came the turning point. And mind you, it's good for Sri Lanka to know that they lost 6 wickets after that, just for 28 runs. And mind you, the final pair that was batting, they just made 20 runs in 13 overs. So lots of things to address from a Sri Lankan perspective. I think Harshini Pereira, I mean, congratulations. She was made as player of the game for a wonderful 85, her first ever 50 in ODIs. What Harshini Pereira and Niluxi should have realized is that Sri Lanka bat only up to 7. So they should have taken the responsibility and then batted right through, if possible, because they were going well. And they looked very composed. In fact, that dismissal of Niluxi De Silva on 37 turned things around. And also Harshita Pereira should have taken more responsibility, because she was LBW playing an audacious reverse sweep in the 36th over, and she was on 85. So those are areas I think Sri Lanka will obviously address. Right. Look at Bangladesh. They were well in control. I just can't imagine how they lost this game. Shemin Akhtar retired 64. Nigara Sultana Jyoti, the captain, wonderful 77. But the turning point was Shona Akhtar when she edged a ball and was out for 19. Mind you, at one stage, just chasing 203 for victory, you know that Bangladesh was well on top. In the 46th over, there were 4 wickets for 176. But mind you, they lost most of their wickets after that particular dismissal. In fact, 5 wickets went down for just 18 runs, and they lost the game by 7 runs. They'll be very disappointed, in all honesty. But anyway, congratulations to Nigara Sultana Jyoti, the captain, for a brilliant 77, and Attapattu 4 for 42, Sugandhika Kumari 2 for 38. Right, that's it on our podcast for today. I've spoken for too long, so high time has been you a record for your listening pleasure. And today's game is, hopefully we'll have a game today, because South Africa play Bangladesh today. Look out for my script in detail for your reading pleasure. It will be very, very interesting. Thanks for listening. Now let's listen to a record.